Hi, this is Tiffany Black for Blind Cool Tech and Blind Crafts, and today I'm going to show you a little bit about the Trellix web builder. And I use this thing because I haven't actually learned how to do HTML yet. I am one of these days going to sit down with Riz's podcast when I can concentrate and try to learn how to do it. But for now, I'm using this web builder, which is making my life a lot easier for the time being. I hope that my sound quality is a lot better this time because I got a new sound card. I got the Turtle Beach Riviera. So I have signed in to the Trellix web builder. And
site builder, Microsoft Internet Explorer, F-top frame.
I am ready to tell it what I want to do. First thing I want to show you is how to create a new site. And so I'm just going to create one that I'm not going to keep. So now I got to remember how to do this.
Images, icon, partner, logo, visited, link wrap, powered by Trellix, link graphic, DVD helper link.
Okay, I've got one here that I call DVD helper. We're not going to use that one, though, because I like this one and I want to keep it. In case you're curious, I haven't published it yet, I don't think. But it's going to be a site where I give directions on how to access DVD movies. Mostly what I use is PowerDVD. I have WinDVD, but I've completely forgotten how to run it. I may open it up so that you can send me instructions for WinDVD, whatever, for the movies that you have. But that, I think, is going to be a way down the road, because I've got a whole bunch of other things that I'm tackling right at the moment.
Create a new site combo box. Uh-huh. Choose a template.
Here we go. Here is the create a new site combo box. Let's see. What kind of template do I want?
Forms mode on. Create a new site combo box. Choose a template. Small business. Computer services. My personal site. Entertainment and recreation. General photo album. General services. Blank start from scratch. Choose from the gallery. Blank start from scratch.
I think this blank start from scratch sounds like fun, so we're going to use this one.
Go link. 52%. Forms mode off. 100%. F body. Create a new site. Combo box. Choose a template. Page has 3 frames and 11 links. Choose a website name and pages table and blank. Table with 2 columns and 9 rows. 1. Type a name for your site. Blank. Edit blank start from scratch.
Okay, now, I should be able to write over this. Let me see if it actually happens or if I have to select over it. Let's see. What do I want to make this page? I'm going to call it Tiffany's Harry Potter page. Because I like Harry Potter.
2. Add a photo optional. Displays at the document. Write apostrophe edit. Tiffany's Harry Potter page blank start from scratch.
Ah, okay. So I do have to...
Selected. Tiffany's Harry Potter page blank left. Harry Potter page blank. A, G, E, B. Selected.
Select
blank
over
left
this little
blank
auto-text thing. I'm never sure. Half the time you can overwrite their auto-text and half the time you can't.
2. Add a footer optional. Displays at the bottom of every page edit.
Okay, let me see. What do I want to put for my footer? I'll just do my standard text.
Thank you for visiting my site. Please come back again soon.
Okay, looks good.
1 column page checkbox checked.
Yeah, I think so. I wonder what the other options are.
2 column page checkbox not checked. 2 column offset page checkbox not checked.
Whatever that means.
3 column page checkbox not checked. Photo album page checkbox not checked. Main 1 secondary area page checkbox not checked. Main 2 secondary areas page checkbox not checked. Blank page checkbox not checked. Continue link. Forms mode off. 4%, 98%, 99%. 100%. F body. Type a name for your site edit. Blank start from scratch. 100%. Page has 3 frames and 11 links. Choose a website design. Below is the suggested design for the website template you selected. Suggested design. Pinstripes image map link. This design is customizable. Preview design. Link graphic. Use this design. Link graphic. Choose from all designs. F body frame end. Blank end.
This is kind of fun.
Link graphic. Choose from all designs. F tab. Page has 6 frames and 67 links. Site builder. Designs. Link edit edit. Blank. All designs. Blank. F tab frame end. Blank. F cell frame. Site builder. Blank. Table with 3 columns and 13 rows. Select a category to preview the available designs. Blank. Blank. Link customizable designs. Blank. 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 Link basic. Business link. Colorful link. Crafts hobbies link. Family link. Funky link. Holiday special events link. Invitations announcements link. Photo albums link. Travel link. Weblogs blogs link. Thumbnail view link at a table. 2 link. 3 link. 4 link. 5 link. 6 link.
Oh my goodness.
7 link. 8 link.
Well, we have
9 link. 10 link.
Lots of 11 choices.
Link. 12 link. Next link. Side black link. Table come on, movie. Customizable link. Side blue link. Customizable link. Active link. Customizable link. American patriotism link. Customizable link. Angle blue link. Angle gray link. Angle green link. Angle orange link. Angle purple link.
Ah, here we go. There's the one I want. It's called angle purple. But just for the fun of it, let's see what else they have on this page.
Aqua link. Autumn link. Basic tan link. Customizable link. Batik blue link. Beehive link. Big Ben link. Customizable link. BLUOG green link.
It's 10:45 a.m.
Customizable link. 2 link at the table.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to go back
link,
up here.
Batik blue link, customizable basic tan link, autumn link, aqua link, angle purple link.
And I'm going to take this purple one, because purple is my favorite color.
Page has 6 frames and 30 edit.
And I think that purple might also be Professor Dumbledore's favorite color, who's one of my very favorite colors in, or characters in Harry Potter. So, okay, anyway.
19%.
Now it is loading that.
22%.
It's going to take its sweet time to load, my goodness. This is a lot better, though, now that I'm on DSL, because I did my first web page while I was on dial-up, and that was not fun.
35%. 36%.
37%. We're waiting for this page to load, because it seems like it's going to take a little while, I'll tell you the funny thing. My sister and I were installing this sound card the other day, Wednesday, when it came, and couldn't figure out why this stupid thing wouldn't work. Turned out that I had put the speakers all in the wrong jacks, because the jacks aren't the same as they were on the old card, and I just wasn't paying much attention. Neither one of us looked. So we spent 5 hours arguing with this card because stupid speakers weren't in the right places. One of the dumber things I've ever done. Actually, it was a pretty easy install. If I'd known it was going to be that easy, I would have recorded the whole thing, because it actually came up borrowing my C media drivers, so it very nearly worked right off the bat. Except that I did tell it to put in its own drivers, because it would probably work a heck of a lot better with its own drivers. But now, anyhow, I finally have everything in surround sound again for the first time in more than a year. It's a lot more fun to listen to movies with surround sound on. And it's a lot more fun to listen to music and computer games and things. And, oh, I got to say, I was listening to that podcast, Larry's podcast on that he did for June 8th. And that train was cool. It was like I had this train going through the middle of my bedroom. I wonder if this is stalled out.
On the internet.
Oh, I guess it hasn't. It just didn't want to tell me it was done. Okay. So anyhow.
Edit design. Blank. Link all designs. Angle purple. Blank. F tab frame end. Blank. F cell frame. Site builder. Blank. Design. Angle purple. Blank. Link graphic useless design.
Yeah, I want to use this design. I don't know exactly. I should kidnap my sister, except that she's doing homework. It's finals week. But if I could, and maybe what I'll do, maybe I'll kidnap her and borrow her later when she's taking a break and have her describe what this angle purple actually looks like.
1%. Page has no links. Site builder. 100%. Page has 3 frames and 43 links. F top frame site builder visited link graphic images icon partner logo. Link graphic link home site.
Okay, so anyways, we'll get it out of this top frame.
F body frame.
Go to the body frame. If you ever want to skip that top frame, just hit the M key.
Blank. Tiffany's Harry Potter page. Link graphic edit. Link home. Link page title. Link graphic edit. Blank. This is the home page. Blank. Enter subhead content here.
Okay, so now we got...
Link graphic edit. Blank. Enter main content here. Link graphic edit. Blank. Enter secondary content here. Link graphic edit. Blank. Enter supporting content here. Link graphic blank. Thank you for visiting my site. Please come back again soon.
Where I can edit text. Now, I need to launch my word processor because we're going to need it.
Start menu. Start. 3D snake unavailable. Microsoft Office tools unavailable.
Whoops.
Microsoft Office tools submenu. Microsoft Office PowerPoint 2003. Microsoft Office Word 2003. Leaving menus. Start button.
There's actually a key somewhere on my keyboard where I can just launch Microsoft Word, but I don't remember which of the function keys it is.
Document 1, Microsoft Word, print view, page
on
edit.
So, anyways, I am going to write a quick thing.
Top of file, welcome to my Harry Potter page. Here you will find links to my favorite websites and podcasts. Welcome to my Harry Potter page. Here you will find links to my favorite websites and podcasts.
So, I'm going to copy,
that selection to
text.
Clipboard.
Because
site builder, Microsoft
in a minute,
Internet
I'm
Explorer.
Going to need that.
Site builder, Microsoft Internet Explorer, F-body. Edit link graphic. Add text link graphic.
Okay, so down here in the bottom frame, there are a couple of things I'm going to show you. We got add text.
Add picture link graphic.
Well, I'll let JAWS speak for itself.
Add link graphic. Add web gem link graphic.
Web gems are fun. There are tons of different web gems.
Add table link graphic. Add a page link graphic. Change design and layout link graphic. Move link graphic. Copy link graphic. Delete link graphic. Preview site link graphic. Publish site link graphic. Promote site link graphic. Add text link graphic.
So anyways, they have two sets of all these those links. So I'm actually on the second add text right now, which I'm going to hit enter on because I want it.
F-body, insert link graphic. Page has frame.
Okay, now we got a whole bunch of insert links all over the page.
Blank. Tiffany's Harry Potter page. Blank. Link home. Link page title. Link graphic insert.
Okay. And you know what? I'm going to put this right at the top of the page because it's a good place to put it.
F-body. Page has 4 frames and 26 links. Site.
Okay. Now we got a whole bunch of buttons that do things like change your alignment and your font and I think... You can do text color here. I don't know. I don't really play with a lot of these because they confuse the snot out of me, and I can do the exact same thing in Microsoft Word anyways. So what I do is just here at the top of the page, I page down.
Link graphic, add a link on mouse over.
And I think that didn't quite
Blank. Link
do
graphic
what I
done.
Told it to. Ah, here we go. Okay, there's a done button there.
Remove space above and below his text. Checkbox not checked. I've done link graphic. View hide HTML. Paste link graphic on mouse over.
Now, there's a paste link here.
Untitled 2. Untitled.
Now, there was an untitled little space that was just empty a minute ago.
Untitled 1 frame. Untitled 1 frame end.
Whoops. If I refresh the screen, though.
Amen.
There.
Welcome to my Harry Potter page.
See,
here
there's
you will find
the text
link
that
graphic
I wanted.
On copy link graphic, paste link graphic, view hide HTML, done link graphic.
And now I'm just going to hit this done link. And...
F-body. Page has 3 frames and 44 links. Tiffany's Harry Potter page link graphic edit link home. Link page title. Link graphic edit. Welcome to my Harry Potter page. Here you will find links to my favorite websites and podcasts. Link graphic edit. This is the home page.
Okay. So, there's my text.
Blank.
Right where I want it.
This is the home page. Blank. Enter subhead content here. Link graphic edit.
Now, I'm going to take that enter subhead content here, baloney, And I'm going to delete it. So this edit link that's right below that goofy text, I'm going to press enter on it.
F-body, italic link graphical mouse over design.
Okay, now they got all the italic bold blah blah blah. Page down.
Untitled one frame in.
There's that untitled one, which right at the moment.
Enter sub head content here. Blank. This is the home page.
Has that text in it. What I'm going to do is I'm going
cut
to
link
go
graphic on mouse over. Copy link graph paste link graphic on view eyes HTML done link graphic remove space above and below delete this item link graphic. Click on one.
There's a delete this item link. I love this link.
F bottom preview site link graphic page has three frame and.
So there it goes. It should have gone now. So let's see if it did.
Blank, blank, blank. Link graphic move.
Whoops. Except that I'm in the wrong part of my page. Let's try.
Grab F body frame. Blank. Tiffany's Harry Potter page. Link graph. Link. Link page title. Link graphic edit. Blank. Welcome to my Harry Potter page. Here you will find links to my favorite websites and podcasts. Link graphic edit. Blank. Enter main content here. Link graphic edit.
Whoops. More junk. So I'm going to hit the edit link.
F body. Page has by.
Now I'm going to page down.
Link graphic indent on mouse over.
And okay. I'm not
align left
there.
Link graphic, align set, align right, add a link, link graphic, on cut link graphic, on copy link graphic, paste link graph, view eyes done, link, remove space, delete this item, link graphic. F body. Page
that
has three frames and 40
left. Thing. And.
Welcome to my Harry Potter page. Here you link graphic edit. Blank. Enter secondary content here. Link graphic edit.
More junk I want to delete, so.
F bottom. Untitled 2. Here. Blank. Cancel link graphic. Help link graphic. Can't. Done link graphic. Delete this item link graphic.
And I think I paged down just a little too far.
F bottom. Add web gem link graphic. Page has three favorite. Blank. Welcome to my Harry Potter link. Blank. Enter supporting content here. Link graphic edit.
More junk I want to clean out.
F body. Page has four powered. Link graphic indent on mouse over. Align left. Paste link view item done link removes delete this item link graphic. F body. Page has three frames and 40 frame. Blank. F body frame. Blank. If link 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 blank. Welcome to my Harry link graphic edit. Blank. Thank you for visiting my site.
Woo,
please come back again
that.
Soon.
I've cleaned all the crap out of my page now. Cool. Okay, so. What do I want to do next? Let's see what we got
edit
here.
Edit link graphic. Add text link graphic.
Well, I don't really feel like adding any more text right now. So.
Add picture link graphic.
And I don't have any pictures to add, but that can be a lot of fun.
Add link link graphic.
I'm going to add a link.
F body. Page has three frames and 16 links. Link graphic insert. Insert.
Okay.
Link page title. Link home. Link link blank. Welcome to my Harry Potter page. Here, blank, link graphic insert.
Okay, right under my introduction, I am going to insert the link to J.K. Rowling's
page has three frames and frame.
Harry Potter website. Because it's really cool. And I'm going to insert the text-only page.
F-top frame in. To another web page URL link.
Okay.
Blank, link to another web page URL. Link to a mail message.
Oh, this is cool. Let's look at the options here.
Link to another page in this site. F body frame in.
So there's our options. Well, let's
link
see.
To another, link to another web page URL.
This is what I want to do.
F body. Page has three frames and 11 links. Tape test. Link graphic done. Link blank.
And I, whoops, went way too far.
F bottom frame. Wrapping to top. F top frame. F body frame. Site builder. Blank. Add a link. Blank. Link to another website URL. Blank. Enter the text that your visitors will click. Blank. Edit.
Okay, so I'm going to go into forms
mode. Forms
mode
on. Enter the text that your visitors will click. Edit.
J.K. Rowling. Text. Only. Whoops. I can't
y-
type.
L-O.
Only. Web. Site.
It's 11 o'clock a.m. Enter the URL your visitors will jump to. Edit HTTP.
I'm going to open a new window and then I'm going to launch her page.
Forms
and
mode off. New browser windows.
Out of the address
leaving
bar.
Menus. Page has two headings and 12 links. J. HTTP. Selected. http://www.growling.com/textandly/n/. Copied selection to clipboard.
Okay, now I close this
Forms
page.
Mode on. Site builder. Microsoft Internet Explorer. Selected. http://. Paste it from clipboard.
Paste in my text.
Enter the URL your visitors will jump to. Edit http://www.scrowling.com text in the end.
Okay.
Show the link page in combo box, the same browser window. One, two.
Well, I don't really want to do that.
New browser window.
I'm going to go with new browser window.
Test this link now link.
Now, this is a smart idea, just to make sure it took...
New browser window, forms mode off. JK Rowling official site.
Yay, it made it. Okay, so I'm curious if she's actually updated anything on here.
Heading level 1 JK Rowling official site. Heading level 2 section, dire blank, May 10th.
Nope, she hasn't updated a darn thing, darn it. I was hoping she'd have something new to tell me. Okay, well anyhow, the link works.
Forms mode on, site builder, Microsoft.
I had a dream about her website last night. I was dreaming that the Wombat level 2 had been released. Anyway.
Done link.
And for some reason, I was having trouble taking it. She somehow hooked it up, set it up to be text, text friendly, and I had to take it or else for some reason. Well, anyway, I should probably hit this done link because this link is just the way I want it.
Forms mode off. F-top frame. 100%.
Oh, gosh.
Page has 3 frames and 42 links. Table with 33 columns and 3 rows. Link graphic add text. And.
Okay, so I have added a link, which is one of the things that I wanted to do.
Add text link graphic. Add picture link graphic. Add link graphic. Add web gem link graphic.
I'm going to play with web gems. I like playing with web gems. They're fun.
Page has 3 frames and 80 Harry.
I would like to add sound, but I don't have a good sound to add to my page that wouldn't get me in trouble with somebody's copyright or other. So we're not going to add sound on this page. I might, however, go over to my other website and show you how to add sound later. What I'm going to do here...
Home link.
Whoops, is I'm going to go into the...
F bottom frame. Wrap into top. F top frame.
Oh, I know. I have F-body to tell frame. It where to insert this, don't I?
Blank. Hip and blank. Link home. Link page type. Link graphic insert.
I'm going to insert this web gem at the top of my page.
F body. Page has 8 credits. Blank. F top frame end. Cool content link.
Let's see. We have cool
interactive
contact.
Features link.
I mean, cool content, interactive features.
Multimedia link.
Multimedia.
Business tools link. Cool content link. Blank. Bullet link interactive features.
I'm trying to remember. I Blank, think bullet link, cool the one content. I want is in cool content. Let's look at cool content and find out.
F-tab set. Page has 8 frames and 12 blank site. Blank. F-tab set frame. Dash. Blank. Cool content. Blank. Link it. Link multimedia. Link business. Blank. F-tab set frame. Blank. F-tab breadcrumbs frame, blank, link web gems, cool content, blank, F-tab breadcrumbs frame end, blank, F-tab paint frame, site builder, blank, auto last updated stamp.
Oh, now that's a cool one, but I don't want that at the top of my page. I'll get that one later.
Link add. Link more info. Include the date you last updated your site. Blank. Date and timestamp. Link add. Link more info. Display the current date and time on your website.
That's kind of a neat one.
Blank. Headline news. Link add. Link more info. Show constantly updated news headlines on your website. Blank. Table gallery. Link add. Link more info. Draw attention to a product or odd news item by choosing a table from the gallery. Add your own text and pictures and choose background colors.
I didn't like that one. Their tables are not screen reader friendly.
Blank. Animated cursors.
Here we go.
Link add.
These are what I want to play with.
Link more info. Add text trails, magic wands, and auto visitors cursors.
So you know what? But let's see what else they got real quick.
Blank. Weather viewer. Link add. Link more info. Display the current weather conditions, forecast, and satellite info. Blank. Weather magnet. Link add. Link more info. Display the current weather conditions for the location you choose. Blank. Powered by Trellix logo. Link add. Link more info. Show that you are proud of the tool you used to create your website. Blank. F-tab paint frame end.
Okay, so I'm going to come
more
back
info,
up
link,
here.
More info, link, add link. More info, add link. More info, add link. Weather view blank add text trail link more in link add.
I'm gonna add my
F top frame. Page has 3 frames and 5 links. F top.
Now let's see. How do we do this? Okay, let's get
F body frame. Animated cursors web gem. The animated cursor web gem adds animated designs or text to the cursor as it appears on your website page. To see an example of each cursor selector, Cursor style below. The cursor will appear while you are editing your site, and visitors who access your published site will see the cursor as well. Blank. When you return to edit your site, you will see an image in the place where you inserted the animated cursor. This placeholder image will not appear when you preview or publish your site. Blank. Table with two columns and six rows. Blank. Radio button check 1 of 4. Normal cursor. This will reset your cursor and remove any animation. Radio button not check 2 of 4. Elastic text. Edit. Blank.
And that's where you type in the text. And I guess what happens is that these letters follow your cursor around, whatever you put in that edit box. It follows your cursor around all over the screen, which I would think would be a pain in the tush visually. I don't know.
Add some text to the box and see the text trail behind your cursor.
Oh, okay, they're going to explain what it is anyways.
Radio button not check 3 or 4. Elastic beads.
I think these are cool. I have these on my craft website.
Watch the beads follow your cursor like a rubber band Internet Explorer only. Radio button not check 4 or 4. Magic wand. Turn your cursor into a magic wand. Link graphic press to change cursor in your page.
Okay, I like number 4 the best.
Watch the beads follow your cursor like a rubber band Internet Explorer only. Magic wand radio button not checked. F-body 1%, 100%. When you return to edit your site, you will see an image in the place where you inserted the animated cursor. Normal cursor radio button not checked. But this will reset your elastic text edit. Add some text to the box and watch the beads follow your cursor like a rubber band Internet Explorer only. Magic wand radio button checked. Press to change cursor in your page link graphic.
Okay, so we're going to press this button.
Page has 3 frames and 43 links. Link graphic add picture. Link graphic add link. Link graphic add web gem. Link graphic add table. Link graphic add a page. Link graphic change design and layout. The page.
Okay, so anyways, I think that's all I'm really going to do on this site. But I think I'm going to show you one more thing on my other site. Actually, I got to show you a couple other things on my other site. So I'm going to hit the publish button on this one.
Change design and layout link graphic. Move link graphic. Copy link graphic. Delete link graphic. Preview site link graphic. Publish site link graphic. F-body.
Okay, while that's publishing, I'm going to... Yeah, I changed my mind. I decided to keep this site. I'm crazy, I know. Oh, my goodness. You know what I forgot to do? Well, we'll do it on the other page, because I have to do that anyways. But there are ways of editing so that people can actually find your page in the web search. I'll do that on the other one, though. But what I was going to tell you about tables, they just do not agree with JAWS at all in Trellix. I think your best bet is maybe to learn how to do them in Word and paste it, or learn the HTML to do tables, because there are ways of inserting your own HTML code. There's some... I can't remember where it is exactly, because I've never done it, but there is a way to do that. What happened is that for some reason that is the only place that you cannot overwrite the auto text at all with JAWS. So I made a big table for all of my musical things that I do with the music boxes, all the little stuffed critters and things that I make. And with all the prices, because I do 4 sizes, and I have different prices for each size and for each different thing, depending on how difficult they are for me to make and all that kind of stuff. Well, my poor sister had to come in and with the mouse go through and select the auto text, because JAWS just could not find it. And, you know, delete the auto text and put my text in. I could actually put my text in, but the auto text would still be there. So, yeah, it does not. That is the one thing about the web builder that does not work. Okay, now let's see if this is finished.
On internet.
It is finished.
Site builder. Blank. Publish this website. Blank. Preview your website.
Oh.
Blank. Once you press the publish now button, your site will be visible on the web. Is your website ready to go live? Link, I'd like to preview my site one more time. Blank. Select your website address. Blank. Site Builder allows you to create multiple websites, each with their own website address. The text you enter below will be appended to your website address. URL. Blank. It's sometimes helpful to use a short name or phrase that describes what your website is about. The name you designate may not have spaces or special characters. Blank. Your URL will be http://earthling.net/blank. Blank. Edit to vanish Harry Potter pitch.
That works.
Blank. Link graphic published now. F bottom. F body. Page has 3 frames and 15 links. Site builder. Congratulations, your website has been published. Visitors can find it at this location. URL link http://earthling.net/blank-harry-potter-pitch. Now you can promote your site. Link graphic, view all promotion services. Link view your site. Look at your site in a new browser window. Visited link, edit your site. Keep working, it's easy to update your site and publish again as many times as you want. Link rate your site builder experience. Tell us what you liked and disliked about creating your site. F body frame end. F bottom frame site builder, you have successfully published your site. Be sure to save your site URL. You should now promote your site. Table with 8 columns and 3 rows. Link graphic, edit site. Link graphic, all my sites. Link graphic, site promotion. Link graphic, help. Link graphic, edit site. Link graphic, all my sites. Link graphic, site promotion. 1%. Earthling, welcome to my Earthling, Microsoft Internet Explorer tools collapse.
Okay, this page now will automatically find
yours.
Find free web.
Wrapping the top, bullet visited link, free web space visited link.
So we'll go into here.
2%. Earthling site builder visited link, 100%. Page has 40 HTML question.
Okay.
Earthling site builder visited link.
And then we'll go to my Earthling site
login
builder.
Login visited link graphic, log 4. Link graphic, click for live support chat. Site builder visited link graphic. Click for live support chat link graphic. Live person help default to this page link graphic premium link. Live click site builder visited system requirements link graph login visited link graphic.
There's my login link.
Page has 37 links. Reset. Wrapping the top. Edit. Email address. Edit. Forms mode on.
Now
email
we're
address.
Go
edit.
Into my loving crafts at Earth link.
Period. N.
Dot net.
Password. Password edit.
And type in the password.
Login button.
And
autocomplete dialog. Do you want Windows to remember this password so that you don't have login button? To
Forms
mode off 100%. Page has no links. Page has no links. Page has no links. Site builder 1%. 100%. Page has 3 frames and 24 links. F top frame site F top. Images icon partner logo visited powered by Trellix link graph loving craft link. Table complete. One. Blank. Blank. Last edited. 32906. Not published.
Yes, this is the one I want, because I actually made a error the first time I created this page, and I don't want to use that one. So,
Minecraft link.
We are going to go in
F-top,
here.
F-top frame.
To this one. And I'll show you
page
what I've done with this.
Column.
This has got multiple pages. I think I have about 8 pages on here. And this will give you some of an idea what my friend and I are going to actually do with this thing once I actually release it on an unsuspecting public.
Add text link graphic.
Whoops, but let's go to the...
Wrapping the top, F top frame, top. F body frame. Edit link graphic. Loving craft. Link graphic edit.
Oh, hey, while I'm right up here, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to hit this edit button that's right underneath my website name. Because I need
F-body.
To go in here and do a few things.
Page has 3
anyhow.
Frames and 233 links. Add title. Blank. Add or edit your text below. Blank. Edit loving craft.
Okay, so there's the title of my webpage.
Blank.
Which I like.
Link graphic clear. Link graphic done. Blank. Adjust the text settings. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 4 rows. Family. Blank. Radio button not checked 1 of 5. Aerial Helvetica. Blank. Radio button not checked 2 of 5. Madonna. Blank. Radio button not checked 3 of 5. Times. Blank. Radio button not checked 4 of 5. Courier. Blank. Radio button checked 5 of 5. Use designs font family.
Whatever that means.
Style. Blank. Checkbox not checked. Bold. Blank. Checkbox not checked. Italic. Blank. Checkbox not checked. Underline. Blank. Radio button not checked 1 of 2. Normal. Blank. Radio button checked 2 of 2. Use designs font style. Size. Radio button not checked 1 of 8. Size 1. Radio button not checked 2 of a size 2. Radio size 3.
Yeah, these
radio button
sizes,
not checked 4 of 8.
I don't know what
size
they mean
4.
Exactly.
Radio button not checked 5 of 8, 5. Radio button not checked 6 of 8, 6. Radio button not checked 7 of 7. Radio button checked 8 of 8. Use designs font size.
And I'm guessing these ones that say use designs font size or whatever, I think it just means that it's the default, which I just left them on the defaults because I don't have a clue.
Color. Image map link FFF.
Oh, yes. And here we have a pain in the tush. That is HTML codes for colors. I don't happen to have a chart of all the HTML codes, so this is a little bit on the tricky side. If anyone knows where I might be able to get my hands on a list of the color codes, I really would like it.
Image map link FFFCC. In color. Use designs fonts color. Image map link FF6600. Image map link 66CC99. Image map link 660,000. Image map link 3366CC. Image map link 00CCFF. Image map link 00000FF. Table with 6 columns and 3 rows. Blank. Link graphic done. Blank. A blank. Enter the new title for the page. The new blank. Site builder. F but blank. F body frame link graphic done. Blank. Combo box left 1 of 3. Blank. Align all paragraphs.
And now I'm reading from the bottom up, so okay, there's. Excuse me. Goodness.
Blank. Table end. Use designed text color. Radio button check 1 of 1.
Yeah. I just went with the design color on this, which I can't remember what it is.
Graphic selected color. Image map link 0000000. Grab rate view. Line blank. Comma blank. Link F but blank. F bottom frame. Site builder. Blank. Enter the new title for the page. The new blank. Table with 6 columns and 3 rows. Blank. Link graphic done. Blank. Blank. Link graphic cancel.
Okay. So that wasn't quite what I wanted to do.
F top.
So we'll back out
F top
of that
frame.
Page.
F bottom.
But
hit,
anyhow,
link.
Now you know what happens when you hit the edit button above your main title.
Blank. Blank. Link graphic add webcam.
Whoops. Now.
Wrapping the top. F top frame.
Again.
F body frame. Blank. Loving craft. Link graphic edit. Link home and mouse over. Link music boxes and mouse over. Link soaps on mouse over. Link slippers and afghans on mouse over. Link jewelry on mouse over. Link poetry and music on mouse over.
Okay, so anyways, here are all the links that are on the top of every page.
Link our favorite links on mouse over. Link contact me on mouse over. Link calendar on mouse over. Link graphic edit.
Okay, I'm going to hit the edit.
Blank. Link
it's
graphic
right
edit.
Down here.
F-body. Page has 3 frames and 10.
Because I think this is the edit that I was after before.
Blank. F-body frame. Site builder. Blank. Navigation bar properties. Blank.
Oh, navigation bar. That's what that thing's called. Yeah, I knew it had a name.
Change the navigation bar properties for your website. Blank. Customize the appearance of the navigation bar links or select images to display under your website's navigation bar. Blank. Link customize the text links on the navigation bar. Some designs include additional navigation bar settings, including setting the background and text colors. Click the link above to select or edit a customizable design. Blank. Link select your own images to display on the navigation bar. Display images on the navigation bar to create your own unique navigation bar.
Ugh.
Blank. Rename the navigation bar page titles. Blank. To rename a page, click one of the buttons below. This will change the title that appears in the navigation bar and also the title displayed on the web page. Blank. Table with 3 columns and 10 rows. Rename. Page title. Short page title for the navigation bar. Link graphic rename. Loving craft. Home. Link graphic rename. Music boxes. Music boxes. Link graphic rename. Soaps. Soaps.
Oh. You know, since I'm making a lot more than soaps, it's not really an accurate name
anymore.
So, link
graphic rename.
So I am going to rename this one.
F-body. Page has 3 frames and 9 links. Table with 4 settings pair blank. Table with 4 columns and 4 rows. Blank. Navigation bar options. Blank. Blank. Checkbox checked. List this page on the navigation bar. If the page is not listed on the navigation bar, you will need to add links to the page. The links that typically appear in the navigation bar will be removed. Blank. Page title. Edit soaps.
Okay, the page title. Yeah, I'm going to edit that.
Forms mode on. Page title.
Okay, we're just going to call it for now,
Page title, edit soaps, shampoos, lotions, and bath.
Although that's not quite... I'm gonna call it,
Selected, soaps, comma,
bath, shower, and perfume. No.
E-U-R-E-P-D-N-A.
Etc. There you go.
Page title, edit bath, shower, etc. Short page title for the navigation bar, edit.
Okay, now we're going to call this...
Character limit. HTML tags are not allowed. Some search engines use the title tag as the link to access your web page. This title can be different from the page title shown on your web page. Edit soaps.
Definitely need to change that. This is what I was talking about earlier. Okay, I want to put in here... There.
60-character limit. HTML tags are not allowed. Some search engines use the title tag as the link to access your web page. This title can be different from the page title shown on your web page. Edit soap, shampoo, bubble bath, perfume, etc.
There. Gives them some idea what's all on that page anyway.
200-character limit. HTML tags are not allowed. Some search engines use the description in the search engine results. Edit.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't filled this in for this page. Okay.
A, T, L,
now, did I miss anything?
R, E, D, blank, space. R, E.
Okay, just so that we don't have to read that whole thing again.
Solid perfume, body, soap, shampoo, bubble bath, bath salt, lip balm. Solid perfume, body and linen spray, information, and ordering.
I think that ought to cover it for that.
200 character limit. HTML tags are not allowed. Separate keywords by a comma. Example, web design, animation, design, create. Some search engines augment the text that they index on a page with the contents of this field. Edit.
Okay, here we go. Keywords. Now, what have I written so far?
Shampoo, soap, bath salts, bath bombs, bubble bath. Shampoo, body and linen spray, body, blank. 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 Body. Blank. Blank.
I believe mist is supposed to be in there.
Comma. Perfume, solid, comma, balm, lip, comma, mist, body, comma.
Okay, yeah.
Submit props document link.
Okay, there's my submit link, so I'm going to hit that.
Forms mode off, F body. Page has 3 frames and 20 links. Navigation.
Now, this is one error that I made when I did my music box page. I never actually went into that edit field, so I never actually, which is probably a good reason why that nobody hardly found my music box page when it was just a puny little music box page. But now I've actually am in the process of incorporating that into this page. So anyway, so the music The music box page will shortly be deceased. Anyway, here we go. Back
navigation
to...
properties. Blank. Change the navigation bar properties for your website. Blank. Customize the appearance of the navigation bar links or select images to display under your website's navigation bar.
Okay, so we're back to this page anyhow. I'm going to go back.
Come on. Rename. Page type short link grab loving craft. Home. Link graphic rename. Music boxes. Music boxes. Link graphic rename.
Well, I'll probably rename that or do the alt tag. Not alt tag, but the, you know, all that stuff I just did on that later. But anyhow, you have an idea what this does anyway.
Bot, link graphic rename. Slippers, afghans, and other warm fuzzies. Slippers and afghans. Link graphic rename. Jewelry. Link graphic rename. Poetry and music. Poetry and music. Link graphic rename. Our favorite links. Our favorite links. Link graphic rename. Contact me. Contact me. Link graphic rename. 2006 calendar.
Oh, whoopsie. You know, I've never done anything with this, and we're nearly halfway through 2006. Maybe I better just change that to calendar sometime later.
Calendar table end. Blank. Link graphic images DTN done.
Okay, so I'm going to hit this done button.
F body. Page has 3 frames and 49 links. Loving craft link graphic edit frame.
Okay, so what have I got on this homepage anyway?
Blank. Loving craft. Link graphic edit. Blank. Bath, shower, etc. Link graphic edit. Link home and mouse over. Link music boxes and mouse over. Link bath, shower, etc. and mouse over.
Oh, whoops, I'm not on the homepage. I want to be on the homepage, so I'm going to go
music
back.
Music boxes, link on home, link on mouse over.
And I'm going to pick on the homepage.
1%, 100%.
Page which you can
filter.
Do by just clicking that link on the navigation bar list.
Blank. Visited link graphic images icon partner logo. Link graph blank. F top frame and blank. F body frame. Blank. Loving craft. Link graphic edit. Link home and mouse over. Link music boxes on mouse over. Link links. Link jewelry. Link poet. Link our favorite. Link. Link contact me on mouse over.
Oh, wait a minute. I want
link,
to look
link,
back
link
up
jewelry on mouse over. Link slippers and afghans. Link bath. Shower, etc. on mouse over.
Yes, it did take my change. Good.
Link contact me on mouse over. Link can. Link graphic edit. Blank. Graphic well. Link graphic edit.
Oh, yeah, okay, I wanted to leave that welcome sign up.
Link graphic gem, web gem invite.
Oh, there's another web gem. Now, where was that? Was that in interactive features? There is an invite your friends to, or, you know, send this page to a friend, I think.
Link graphic edit.
Web gem, I believe it's under interactive.
Blank. Thank you for visiting our site. Please come back often. Link graphic edit. Blank. F body frame end.
Okay, I don't want to do anything to the homepage today. Yes, I do. I'm going to add a web gem on here.
Add text link graphic. Add picture link graphic. Add link graphic. Add web gem link graphic. F top frame. Page has 3 for F top. Images icon partner logo visited link graphic. Powered by Trellix link graphic. Home link on mouse, music boxes link on mouse over, bath, slip, jewelry link, poetry and music, our favorite links link on contact me link on mouse, calendar link on mouse over, insert link graphic.
Now I'm going to put this.
Insert link graphic. Insert link graphic. Link graphic insert. Link graphic insert. Link graphic
wow.
Insert. Link graphic insert. Link graphic insert.
We got
blank.
Lots of places we
thank
can insert
thank you for visiting
that.
Our site. Please come back
right
on F-body frame.
The page, but I don't want to
blank.
Put it there.
Loving, blank, link, graphic, welcome graphic, link graphic insert, link calendar on mouse over,
see,
link
I
graphic insert.
Above Z. I want
F-tab
a little
page has 8 frames and
cute
40 calorie
music
colon.
To play right when they enter my website. So,
cool content link. Interactive features link. Multimedia link.
This time we're going into the multimedia web gems.
F tab breadcrumbs. Web gems link. Web gems link. Page rules.
We're going to go to the...
F tab breadcrumbs frame. F tab paint frame. Site builder frame. Site builder. Site builder frame end. F body frame end.
Whoops.
Site F tab paint frame. Site builder. Blank. Add sound to your site. Link add.
And let's just see what they have here, but this is the one I want.
Link more info. Add music, sounds, and narration to your site.
I've never actually done narration, but I have done... Well, I guess it would just be me talking on a sound file.
Blank. Add video to your site. Link add. Link more info. Add video content to your site. Blank.
Never used that one.
File download. Link add. Link more info. Add files that your visitors can download from your site.
That one I have used. That is pretty darn cool.
Blank. Add your own HTML. Link add.
Oh, there it is. It's under multimedia. Okay.
Link more info. Have HTML or JavaScript code. Use this web gem to add it to your site. Blank. F tab paint frame end.
Okay, so we're going to go back
more
up.
And add link. More add. More and add. More and add link. Add sound to your site. Link add. F body. Page has 3 frames and 8 links. Multimedia sound. Sound gallery. My sound. Upload a sound file link graphic.
I've got one that I've uploaded already. But I'm going to upload... different one. Although, I don't have a very good sounding one right at the moment, I don't think. But anyway, I'm going to upload one.
Page has 3 frames and
6 frames.
I can
always take it right back off, too, as a matter of fact.
Details link. Upload a sound file. File upload edit. Take control one. Browse button.
We're going to go into this browse button because I hate typing in address pass.
Choose file
you
dialogue.
Can if
file
you want in that edit field.
Folder view list view. Not selected. Christmas. What about?
Okay. Excuse me. I do not want to upload anything from that folder. So we're going to...
Folder
this
view
is
list
just
view.
Basically Windows Explorer. So I'm backing out to...
Folder view list view. Not selected. 3.1 floppy A. Folder view list view. Not selected. My documents.
And I think
my
I
documents.
Stuck this folder in my documents.
Folder view list view. Not selected. My documents. CDEX X. Folder view list view. Musical movements 3 of 819.
Ah, my goodness, I did.
Folder view list view, not selected books, 1 of 6. Folder view list view, not selected buttons, 1 of 6. Music boxes. Electronic RTF.
Okay.
Music boxes.
I want to go into this folder. Or do I want to go into electronic buttons? Electronic buttons, I've actually got the sound edited on. But music boxes
folder
sound
view
better.
List view, not selected buttons, 1 of 352. Folder view list view, not selected. A dream is a wish your heart makes Sankyo. Whoa, 1 of 352.
Okay, now I got a whole bunch of WAV files that actually eventually I'm going to convert to MP3s, but for now, they are WAV files. Let me look at this one. Do
a dream is a wish your heart makes Sankyo. Whoa, resize symbol.
Yeah, let's use this one. Because it's here.
File name, edit combo, a dream is a wish your heart makes Sankyo. Whoa, 0 items.
Okay, so I'm going to hit enter on this.
F body, upload a sound file. File upload edit, see backslash document.
We have
button.
To go in.
Rename this file to edit a dream is a wish your heart makes Sankyo. Whoa. Blank. Edit a dream is a wish your heart makes forms mode on.
We have to take out all the spaces, apostrophes, whatever.
Space. D.
I'm going to put dashes in the space place of the spaces because I like to be able to understand what file I'm pointing at.
R-E-A-M space. I.
And it does allow dashes.
S space. A. Space. W. I. S. H. Space. Y. O. U. R. Space. H. E. A. R. T. Space. M. A. E. S. Space. S.
So,
in case of duplicates, it's okay to override checkbox not checked.
I usually just leave that unchecked because
done link.
I do. Now we hit the done link.
2%. Forms mode off 100%. F body. Page has 3 frames and 10
links. This will allow you to do WAV, MP3, I think it was RA, and I can't remember the fourth one, but it allows you to do several different types of media. Okay.
F body frame.
Now we have
multimedia sound. Blank. Sound gallery. Blank. My sound files. Blank. Below are the sound files you have uploaded. To add another sound file to your website, click the Add a Sound File button.
Which is actually that upload link that
blank. Link graphic upload a sound file.
Right there.
Blank. Quote. Choose select the sound for your web page. Listen, play the sound. Delete, remove the sound file from your site. Blank. Table with 12 columns and 3 rows. Blank. Name. Blank. Size. Blank. Choose. Blank. Listen. Blank. Delete. Blank. Rhapsody on the theme of Paganini. Wolf. Blank. 339 kilobytes.
Wow, it's that small? I didn't remember it being that small.
Blank. Radio button not checked 1 of 2. Blank. Blank. Link listen. Blank. Blank. Link delete. Blank. A dream is a wish your heart makes. Thank you. Wolf. Blank. 100. Blank. 148 kilobytes. Blank. Radio button check 2 of 2. Blank. Blank. Link listen.
Okay, just for the fun of it, I'm going to hit this listen button. Because I want to see how horrible this sound file actually sounds. It's probably terrible.
Cancel button.
So it's going to actually download it to us.
File download. Security warning dialog. Do you want to open or save this file? Name. Cancel button. File download dialog. Getting file information. Getting file information. Estimated time left. Download to. Transfer rate. Transfer rate. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox not checked. 57%. 98%. 100%. Site builder. Microsoft Internet Explorer. F-body. Listen visited link. For screen sensitive help, press Jaws key F1 or insert F1.
Oh, hush. Well, you know, that's really not as bad as it could be. So I'm going to keep it. Okay. Close Winamp.
Site builder, Microsoft Internet Explorer, listen visited link. Delete link. Choose a playback mode. Play once in background radio button checked.
Okay, now that one, if you remember, is the one that is checked. Let's see what our options are.
Radio button checked 1 of 5. Play once in background. Choose a playback mode. Play continuously in background radio button not checked 2 of 5.
Which I never use because that would be too distracting.
Choose a playback mode. Manual start. Play once radio button not checked 3 of 5.
I could do that if I wanted to. If I had a bigger website. You see, you're restricted to 10 megabytes for web page with these. Otherwise, I would put up all 325 music boxes so that people could sample them. What I like to do is I like to rotate these. And that's actually how I corrupted my old music box website. I think I told you I was going to tell you that story. I put up Brahms Lullaby, and I forgot to take the apostrophe out of Brahms. So, somehow the computer allowed it to go through, and it totally freaked out the system. And it would not allow me to delete. No, it would allow me to delete sound files, but it wouldn't allow me to put anything up, and it wouldn't play anything that I put up after that. So that's what happened to my old Music Boxes website. The most of it still works, but it doesn't play sound, and I wanted to play sound. So anyhow, I decided I'm going to be making the soap website. Anyhow, that was when I was only making soap, and I said, well, why not just put the Music Boxes up here on the same site? So that was the only way, because I totally stumped the poor Earthlink guys. They couldn't figure out how to fix what I did. So I have it working now anyway on this site. And I hopefully learned my lesson to look very carefully at the file name before I actually hit that done button.
Radio button not checked 3 of 5. Choose a playback mode. Manual start. Play continuously. Radio button not checked 4 of 5. Choose a playback mode. Manual start by text. Click radio button not checked 5 of 5. Manual start by text. Click edit. Press to put sound file in your page link graphic at the table.
Okay, so I'm going to put the sound file on my page anyhow.
F bottom. Page has 3 frames and 4 links. Click browse to choose a file to upload. F top, F top, F top.
Okay, watch this. The page is loading.
Page has 3 frames and 15 links. Link graphic promote site. Link graphic add text. Link graphic add site.
Hush up, Jaws. There it is. So, I am happy with that. Now, I'm going to go on to...
Wrapping the top, F top, F body frame. Edit link graphic. Home link on mouse over. Music boxes link on mouse over.
I don't want to do that one. I want to do...
Art, shower, etc. link on mouse over.
And I'm just going to start the beginnings of
F-body.
A form
page has 3 credits.
In this page. to show you how to do that. I have some download things on here, I believe, already. I have...
Edit link graphic. Blank. Bath, shower, etc. Link graphic edit. Link, please, blank.
Bar.
Thank you for link graphic edit. Thank you for visiting our site. Please come back often.
Oh, wait a minute.
Link graphic edit. Link, please click here for a list of sets and additives.
Oh, yes, I did put some download things on here. It's pretty much the same procedure you use to upload a music file to the site, and then you choose the file that you want to put up here.
Edit link graphic. Edit link graphic. Add text link graphic. Add picture link graphic. Add link graphic. Add webgem link graphic.
Okay, we're going to go back into webgems.
Fbody, contact me, link on mouse, etc.
Okay, now we're going to come
and app
down.
Link graphic insert, blank.
Now, they always put about 5 insert links down at the bottom of the
link
page.
Link graphic insert.
And I've never figured out quite which one inserts where, but sometimes you got to watch it because sometimes they'll stick one of the things you insert on the previous page or the next page. I don't know why.
Link graphic insert.
So you kind of have to watch it and make sure that it inserts in the right
link
place.
Link graphic insert. Link, please click here for a list of sets and additives.
But I'm going to
insert
this form directly under the list of sets and additives.
F tab pane, multimedia link, page as a cool.
And we're going
blank
to go this time
link interactive features
into interactive because I believe that's where they put the forms.
Page has 8 frames and 22 links. Site. Add link.
Whoops.
WebGems link.
Okay, let's see. What are our options?
Interactive features. Blank. F-tab breadcrumbs frame. Blank. F-tab paint frame. Site builder. Blank. Add your own HTML. Link add.
Oh, look at that. They have it here too.
Link more info. Have HTML or JavaScript code. Use this WebGem to add it to your site.
Okay, so I was right in the first place too.
Blank. Recommend this site.
Oh, there is the recommend this site link. Yes.
Link add. Link more info. Add a button so visitors can send an email to others recommending your website. Blank. Lyco search. Link add. Link more info. Add Lyco search for your visitors. Blank. Hotbot search. Link add. Link more info. Add hotbot search for your visitors. Blank.
It's 11:04 a.m.
Okay, this is the one we're going to go back to in a minute.
Link add. Link more info. Add a form to your site. Blank. Email newsletter management. Link add. Link more info. Use email to keep your business on customers' and prospects' minds. Manage a list of contacts, then create and send professional HTML newsletters online.
I might get into this one later. I've never played with this one, but I'm kind of curious.
Coupons and more. Blank. F-tab paint frame end.
Okay, so we're going to go back.
More info link. Add link. More info. Add link. Forms gem. Link add. F-top. F-top frame. Page has 3 frames and 4 links. F-top frame site builder. F-top. Site builder. Blank. Visited link graphic images icon partner logo. Link blank. Blank. F body frame. Form gem. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 3 rows. Blank. Forms web gem. Blank. Choose a form. Blank. The form that you select here serves as a template with several default fields already included. Click continue to move to the next screen where you will have the opportunity to make changes to the form, such as adding and deleting fields and rearranging the order. Blank. Nested table with 3 columns and 6 rows. Nest blank. Blank. Form name. Description of form. Radio button check 1 of 5. Comment form. Invites visitors to submit comments about your website. Radio button not check 2 of 5. Information request form. Provides visitors with a way to request additional information about your products, services, etc. Radio button not check 3 of 5. Query form. Solicits visitors' responses to specific questions. Radio button not check 4 of 5. Website survey form. Helps you to find out what visitors think of your site. Radio button not check 5 of 5.
Now, do I really want to ever put one of those on? No, I'm just kidding.
Create your own.
Okay, I'm going to go with this number 5 here.
Radio button not check 5 of 5. Check F body. Just create your own. Starts with a blank template to which you can add and customize fields to create your own form. Table end. Blank. Continue button. Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Form frame. Form gem. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 5 rows. Blank. Forms web gem. Blank. Customize the form. Link details. Blank. 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 Below is the list of fields in the form that you selected. They appear on the screen as they will display in your site, allowing you to preview your changes as you make them. Blank. To modify or remove a field, click its edit button. To add a new field, go to the add a new field section below. To rearrange the order of the fields, click the down and up buttons.
Okay, now let's see if I remember how this works. The down and up buttons are above the field name, The edit button, I believe, is below. Let's find out, because I always get this mixed up.
Blank. When you have finished modifying the form fields, click continue. The form is currently empty. Blank. Blank. Add a new field. Link details. Blank. 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 Nested table with three columns and three rows. Nesting level 1. Field name. Prompt text for field. Type. Edit.
Okay, so field name.
Forms mode on. Field
we're
name, prompt text for field type edit.
A standard form here. We're going to go name.
Field name, prompt text for field type edit.
Will be name. Now, on the first, I always get this mixed up too, because in the combo box it's reversed. The
field name, prompt text for field type edit, name.
Field name, you cannot have spaces in. The prompt text, you can.
Field name, prompt text for field type edit, name. Field name, prompt text for field type combo box, single line text box, modify.
Okay, here's our options we have.
Multi-line text box, checkbox, radio box, select box, single line text box.
I'm going to leave that as a single line text box.
Add field button. Forms mode off, F body. Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Edit button. Name. Edit continue button. Add a new field link details. Nested table with 3 columns and 3 rows. Nesting level 1 field name prompt text for field 1. Field name. Prompt text for field. Type. Edit.
Okay, now I'm going to put in a second field.
Forms mode on.
That
name
will
edit.
Be address line. Whoops. Now watch this. I did this wrong. So let's see when it spits it up.
Field name prompt text for field type. Field name prompt text for field type combo box. Single line text box. Add field button. Microsoft Internet Explorer dialog. Spaces are not allowed in field names. OK button.
And see, that's what it'll tell you if you screw it up.
Add field button. Field name prompt text for field name prompt text for field type edit. Address line 1. Field name prompt text for field type. Name edit. Address line 1. A, D, D, R, E, S, S, space, L.
So, I'm going to just put a dash there instead of a space.
I, N, E, space.
And I'm going to take the second space
one
out.
Field name prompt text. Field name prompt text for field type combo box. Single line text box. Add field button. Add field button. Forms mode off. F body.
And it'll take just a minute to load that into the form.
On internet.
Okay, it's there now. So I'm going to go into
F button
the
frame.
Whoops.
Grab into F body frame. Form gem.
Now let's see how this looks.
Blank. Table with 2 columns and 5 rows. Blank. Forms web gem. Blank. Customize the form. Link details. Blank. 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 Below is the list of fields in the form that you selected. They appear on the screen as they will as you blank them up.
Yeah.
Click the down and up blank. When you have finished modifying the nested edit button, link graphic images arrow down.
Okay,
when you
here
have finished
we go.
Modifying the form, blank. Nested table with 5 columns and 2 rows. Nesting level 1. Edit button.
Okay, the edit button is on top. See, I told you I always get this backwards.
Link graphic images arrow down. Blank. Name. Edit. Edit button.
Okay. So it's got the edit field there as it would appear anyway.
Blank. Blank. Link graphic images arrow up. Address line 1. Edit. Table end. Continue button.
Okay, so anyhow, that's kind of what that looks like. I'm going to put in a couple different fields just so you can see what the other kinds
details link
are like.
Edit, take one, two.
Let me think. What do I want to do?
Forms mode on. Name edit. Field name prompt text for multi-line text checkbox.
Checkbox, I think. Yeah.
Field name prompt text for
one
field type edit. Name
that
edit.
I want to do on my soaps form, order form, because some people are allergic to, like my dad, he's allergic to lanolin. So I'm going to put in a checkbox that says lanolin, and in the prompt text,
field name prompt text
I'm
for field type edit.
Right,
I
am allergic to lanolin.
Field name prompt text for field type combo box checkbox revive. Add field button. Forms mode off F body. Page has 3 frames and 10 links nested. Edit button. Link graphic images arrow down, blank. Name. Edit. Edit button. Link graphic images arrow down, link graphic images arrow up, address line 1. Edit. Edit button. Blank.
Okay.
Blank. Link graphic images arrow up. I am allergic to lanolin. Checkbox not checked. Table end. Continue button.
So that was a fairly simple one, but...
Blank. Add a new field. Edit. Forms mode on. Name edit.
I should do something that would require a radio button. What would I put in here that would require a radio button? Ah, I know. We will put size of, whoops.
Oh, space.
There I go again, trying to put spaces in the main thing here. Guest dash large.
Field name prompt text for field type edit.
I'm going to just write type of bar here because you can have in soaps, you can have guest soaps, or you can have the regular big bar soaps that most people like.
Field name prompt text for field type checkbox radio box.
We're going to use the radio box.
Add field button. Add field button. Forms mode off. F body.
Now.
Page has 3 for fields, comma.
I have to find.
Name edit. Address line 1 edit.
I'm going to just do this easier.
Edit link graphic. I am allergic to that. Checkbox not edit button. Blank. Blank. Link graphic images arrow up. Type of bar. Empty. Table end.
Okay, right now that's empty.
Empty link blank blank. Edit button.
So we need to go into this edit button that's just above that type of bar there.
Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Form gem table with table.
And let's see, what do we see here?
Blank. Forms web gem. Blank. Editor field. Link details. Blank. 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 To remove the field from your form, place a checkmark and a delete checkbox. To make text changes, click inside the appropriate text box and type your changes. When you have finished making your changes, click continue. Blank. Nested table with 7 columns and 3 rows. Nested. Delete. Field name. Prompt text. Type. Width. Max chars. Height. Checkbox not checked. Guest large. Edit type of bar. Radio box. Blank. Continue button. Table end. Blank. Blank. Add an option. Link details. Blank. 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 Option text. Blank. Option value. Blank.
Okay. Now, the option value you cannot put spaces in.
Edit.
Which will be the second edit box.
Forms mode on. Option text. Option value. Edit.
So we'll put guest. And let me see. I think this allows parentheses. 0.5. 2. 2.5 ounces.
Option text. Option value. Edit.
G-U-E-S-T.
Add option button.
Add option.
Forms mode off. F body. Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Nested table with 7 columns and 4 width.
Okay.
Ramping to top. Column 1. Forms blank. Editor field. Link details. Blank. Column 1. Delete.
Now let's see how this looks.
Field name prompt height. With max height. Check guest bar. Edit type of bar. Radio box. Blank. Checkbox not checked. Option text. Edit guest. Option value. Edit guest. 5-2.5 was.
Okay, I don't have my punctuation on, so it didn't read that point there, but it is there.
Option value, edit guest, blank, continue button.
So now I'm going to
option
put
value
in
edit.
The second one.
Forms mode on, option text, option
it'll
value edit.
Large, 3.0 to 4.5 ounces.
Option text, option value edit, large 3.0-4.5 was. Option text option.
And we'll just write large right there.
Add option button.
Add
forms
option.
Mode off. F body. Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Nested table with 7 columns and 5 rows. Nesting level 1. Delete field name prompt text type width max chars. High checkbox not checked. Guest large edit type of bar radio box. Checkbox not checked. Option text edit guest. 5-2.5 was option value edit guest checkbox not checked. Option text edit large 3.0-4.5 was option value edit large continue button. Tape add an option continue.
You know what? I'm going to fix something on this
blank.
One if I can.
Edit large. Option value. Edit large 3.0-4.5 was option text. Checkbox not checked. Blank. Edit guest. Option value. Edit guest. 5-2.5 was.
Let's see if I can do this or not.
Forms mode on. Option text edit guest. 5-2.5 off left parent dot 5-period.
I'm going to put a 0.
0, period, 5. Option text edit guest 0.5-2.5 was. Option text edit guest 0.5. Option value edit guest. Option text checkbox not checked. Option text edit large 3.0. Option value edit large. Continue button.
I'm not sure that's going to work.
F-body.
But we'll try it.
Page has 3 frames and 12 links. Cust gem. Blank. Customize the form. Link details. Blank. 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 Below is the list of fields in the form that you selected. They appear on the screen as they will.
I'm going to skip down to this.
Type of bar guest 0.5-2.5 was radio button not checked.
Oh, nice. It took it. Okay, I'm happy. Now, I'm going to show you. It's basically the same thing, but it's how to make a list box.
Edit. Edit. Combo box single line text box. Edit. Edit. Forms mode on. Name edit.
And we're going to call this one sent.
Field name.
Because I have about
field name prompt text for field type combo box. Single line text box.
Sent.
Select box.
As in S-C-E-N-T. I'm not quite that poor, honestly.
Select box 5 of 5.
Okay. So we're going to do
add field button.
A select box.
Forms mode off. F-body.
Basically nested. The same thing as a radio button. So we're going to
edit button, edit button, edit button, edit button. Link graphic images arrow down. Link graphic images arrow up. Edit button.
Oh, down one more edit.
Blank, blank. Link graphic images arrow up. Sent.
There
link
it is.
Blank. Edit button.
We're going to hit that edit.
Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Form gem table with table.
And you know what? I'm going to cheat because I hate going through all this stuff. I'm going to go down to the bottom.
End.
Shift tab 6 times.
Cancel, cancel, add, op, edit. Option value edit. Details link.
Oops.
Option value edit.
5 times. Let's see. I'm going to put in
F button frame site builder.
Shame on
F
me.
F button cancel, cancel, add, op, edit. Option value edit. Forms mode on. Option text, option value edit.
Wait for my clock to finish doing its thing.
It's credit clock again. Option text, option value edit.
And we're going to put Apple.
Add option button. Forms mode off. F body. Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Nested table with 7 columns and 4 row.
Okay, now I'm going to go down to the
F
bottom
button
again.
Frame in. Cancel, cancel, add option edit. Option value edit. Forms mode on. Option text,
and
option value edit.
Add all. Whoops.
M. E.
Honey. Whoops.
G.
Almond.
Option text, option value edit.
Oops.
Dash.
Dash, yes. And
add option button. Forms mode off. F body. Page has 3 frames and 6 continue period. F button frame. Cancel visit. Cancel. Add op edit. Option value edit. Forms mode on. Option
and
text option.
And let's add bearberry, just for the fun of it.
Option text. Add option button. Forms mode off. F body. Page has 3 frames and 6 links. Continue period.
Okay, so now in my list box, I will have.
Come on, come on, delete. Field name, prompt text, type, width, max jars, height, checkbox not checked, sent, edit sent, select box, blank, checkbox not checked, option text, edit apple, option value, edit apple, blank.
The bummer with this is that you can get all these in a nice alphabetical order. It doesn't have up and down arrows, so that if you get another sent later, it won't appear in your list box in alphabetical order. It'll automatically append it to the end. That's one of the kind of downsides to these.
Checkbox not checked. Option text. Edit honey almond. Option value. Edit honey almond. Blank. Checkbox not checked. Option text. Edit pearberry. Option value. Edit pearberry.
Oh, I think I spelled that wrong.
P-E-A-R-B-E-R-Y.
I did. I forgot an R.
Forms mode on. Option value. Edit. Y. R, Y. Option value edit boundary.
There.
Continue button.
Okay, so anyways, I'm going to hit this continue
form
button.
Form mode off. F body. Page has 3 frames and 14 links. Customize the form link details. Below is the list of fields in the form that you selected. They appear on the screen as they will display.
I hate doing select boxes. Because they are very tedious. Especially on the one where you select the music box tune, because I got 325 of those to add in. Where I have to type in the title that's going to show up in the list box, and then the second edit box is actually the title that's going to show up in your order form, so you can actually put in like a product code instead of the cent if you want. If, you know, if you prefer to do it by, which I don't, because my brain just doesn't work that way. Yeah, you basically have to type all that in for each one, and when you got a thing with 325, yuck. But, anyway.
Below is the list of fields in the form that you selected. They appear on the screen as they will display.
Okay, so I've shown you how to do the form.
Edit button, images, address line 1, edit button, images, arrow down, link, images, arrow up, link, I am allergic to lanolin, checkbox not checked, edit button, images, arrow down, image, type of not large, edit button, image, send combo, but continue, but details, link, continue
okay.
button.
I'm going to hit this continue button, it's just down below all of the fields in my form. I'm actually going to expand on this form a good deal later, but I don't want to bore you with it, because this
F
is
button.
Already becoming H-S3 quite a long
name.
Podcast. Okay, now I have
site builder.
Let's get down
Wrap
to my
the top. F top frame. F body frame.
Body frame, so we can see what this says now.
Form gem. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 7 rows. Blank. Forms web gem. Blank. Add your email address and subject. Blank. 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 Enter your email address to receive an email notification whenever a visitor fills out and submits a form. It's also a good idea to add an email subject line so that you can easily recognize form submission emails. Example: a comment form was submitted. Blank.
Okay.
Nested table with 2 columns and 2 rows. Nesting email address. Edit. Forms mode on. Email address edit.
Sent to the email address I have associated with the site, which is loving
e.
crafts.
E.
Whoops, except that I can't type today. At earthlink.net.
Email address edit lovingcraftsearthlink.net. Email subject edit. Visitors comment.
And I'm going to select over
selected.
That.
Visitors
I don't
comment.
Want it to say that. And I'm going to say important form submitted. That should get my attention.
Email subject edit important form submitted. Human readable radio button checked.
And I'm just going to do it human readable, but you can.
When visitors fill out and submit the.
Whoops.
Human readable radio button checked. Comma separated for database import radio button checked. Hello.
If you want to do it that way, you can, but I'm going to go back up here.
Human readable radio button checked. Hello. When visitors fill out and submit the form, this is the message that will appear in their browsers. Example, thank you for your interest in our products. We will send that information out to you today. Edit.
But I want it to say something completely different.
Selected.
I want it to say, thank you for your order. Contact you when your product ships. Have a good day.
Y. T. Period. Continue button.
Now I'm going to hit this continue button.
Forms mode off. F body. Page has 3 frames and 4 links. Table with 2 columns and 3 rows. Forms web gem. Click finish to go back to working on your site. Your form is ready to go. You can make changes to this form later by clicking the edit button beside it in the web page. Finish button. Table end table. Finish button. Page has no links. F body home link on mouse over. Link home on mouse over. Link music boxes on mouse over. Link bath, shower, etc. on mouse over. Loving.
Okay, so let's look at this.
Link graphic edit. Blank. Bath, shower, etc. Link graphic edit. Link home on mouse over.
Oh, hey, that's interesting. I'll do that in a minute. I think I've just found the other way to get into the thing to edit a specific page's information.
Link music, link graphic, link, the table with name, edit, address line 1, edit, I am allergic to lanolin, checkbox not checked, Type of bar. Radio button object 1 of 2.
You know what? Just for fits and giggles, you know what I'm going to do?
I gotta
fill out this form.
Name. Table with 2 columns and 7 rows. Name. Edit. Forms mode on. Name edit. Address line 1 edit.
And I'm not going to write in my real address. I'm just going to go 12345 6789 Street.
Type of object box not checked.
Oh my, look at that. It doesn't read my thing right. Shame on it. I am not allergic to lanolin, so I'm not going to check that.
Type of not guessed 0.5-2.5 was radio button not checked.
I don't want a guess bar. Those things. I want a big bar.
Type of not large 3.0-4.5 was radio button checked. Send combo box apple and honey almond. Pearberry.
I like pearberry. Very interesting smell. And it's exactly what it says. It's pear and I think 2 or 3 different kinds of berry.
Clear button. Submit button. Forms mode off. F-body. Slippers and afghans. Link on mouse over. 2%. 100%. Page has 3 frames and 35 links. Tell your friends. Your comment form has been sent. Thank you for your order. I will contact you when your product ships. Have a good day. Link sit in your delivery direct. Good.
Oops. You know what I did? I did something goofball, and I didn't quite edit out their auto text. So I'll have to go back in later and re-edit that. But now, I'm going to come into...
Document 1. Gold Wave. Rolling JK. Inbox. Microsoft Outlook.
My...
Inbox. I met Trellix Mailer. Important form submitted. Bottom of file. Trellix Mailer. Important form submitted.
I'll show you what my order form looks like.
Important form submitted. Message plain text. Read only edit from Trellix Mailer. Lovingcrafts Earthling. Net subject. Important form submitted. Blank. Address line 112. Name Tiffany Black. Blank. Address line 12345-6789 ST. Blank. Guest large. Large. Blank. Sent Herbery. Blank. Blank.
And I think that since I did not check that checkbox, it must not show up there in the form. But anyhow, that's what it looks like.
Inbox, Microsoft Out. Site Builder, Microsoft Internet Explorer. Site Builder, Microsoft Internet Explorer. Link sit in your delivery direct. Blank. F-body frame end.
Did it send me a nasty gram?
Blank. Link your F-body frame. Tell your friends. Blank. Your comment form has been sent. Thank you for your order. I will contact you when your product ships. Have a link sit in your delivery direct. Blank. F-body frame end. Blank. F-bottom frame. Site Builder. Blank. Table with 33 columns and 3 rows.
Well, anyhow, page has 3 for table. I have shown you just about everything I can think of about the Trellix Web Builder. So, I am going to finish this podcast now. And... leave my contact information for you. The email and MSN Messenger are tifflblack@earthlink.net. Skype is tifflblack. And I hope this wasn't too boring or confusing for those of you who managed to stick it out. Have a good day, everybody, and I will talk to you later. And if you have any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. I haven't exactly explored all the guts of this yet, but I've explored quite a bit. Have a good day, everyone.
Inbox, Micro Harry Potter, Rolling JK, Gold Wave. Gold Wave.